We're beginning with Shin Yud Gimel, and hopefully we'll go through Shin Tezvah. Shin Yud Gimel begins with different dinim of Boine, with Karka or Kalim. There's binyan by things which are mechubit to the Karka. Starting off with building a simple structure. You build the building, that's Boine. But then the chiddush over here that we're going to be discussing is that even from Moisif to a binyan, from Moisif onto a binyan, they add to the binyan, whether I'm adding to the thickness of the binyan, or I'm lengthening the binyan, or I'm doing anything which is adding to the binyan, that's also baina. It's also considered baina. It's also part of the malacha baina. Now, mina teira, I'm only chayv if it's a binyan kavua. It's a permanent structure. However, the Gemara, it's mavur in the Gemara, and we'll see in Halacha, that even a binyan ara, even if it's only a temporary structure, also could be asur, and in many cases will be asur. What's considered a temporary structure, what's considered a permanent structure, is also a question. What's the raisa, what's the rabbanan, and do we have leniencies in the drabbanan? The Rambam tells us what's the definition of Baina is, it says, Shekola Mekabitz, Chelik al Chelik, Mekabitz, the Rambam is in Perek Zayin Allah Chabav. Kabitz means I gather together, Koivitz, I gather together one Chelik to another Chelik, V'davak HaKol, and I attach the whole thing, Ashayasu Guf Echad, important word. Guf echad, I attach them together, then now it's one guf. How is it baina? That is baina. Which means that what I'm doing is I'm taking different pieces, I'm taking bricks, and attaching them together, let's say with cement, or I'm attaching them together with whatever it may be, to be a guf echad. If it's not being placed there to be one guf, so then it's no longer Lachas Baina. It's not Lachas Baina. But like we said, even if it's not Lachas Baina, still it could be awesome in Drabana. Because there are cases of a binyan Arai, temporary binyan, where I'm not planning on leaving it there the way it is, or that it should be kept as one. But there are Yisurim, a binyan Arai, as we'll see. We also have to be Magdir, what is the gather to this Chiv of Moisif al binyan? They were saying it's like binyan. What does that mean? If I put a piece of scotch tape on the wall, it's called Maisav al Binyan. If I put a hook on the wall, what are we talking about? What is that talking about? Over here in the beginning of this Siman of Shin Yud Gimel, it's discussing different cases of a Pekaka Chaloin, a Kana, a Nagar, we talk about a Kisi of a Bar, all different cases where I'm stuffing, I have an open window, the window broke, and now I want to cover the window. It's cold air is coming in. I want to cover it with a cardboard. On Shabbos, put the cardboard over there. I want to put a blanket in front of it. I want to fill in the open window. I have the door is not staying closed. I want to stick a peg into the ground. There's a hole there that will hold the door closed. These are the cases that we're dealing with over here in the beginning of the Simin. And it's before that, in the Gemara, it's Mashma, that all these cases, Minat Torah, are not considered Bainim, because they're not being Mevatlit over there. I don't want that peg to remain in this hole for long term, because then I'll not be able to open my door. I'm not being Mevatlit to the Karka. I'm not doing it with Das to be Mevatlit, so therefore it won't be a deraisa, but yet we see there are Isuri Drabanan, and that's the beginning of the Simen. Now, I want to just also introduce, before we come to the next part of the Simen, which we're going to talk about Halacha L'maisa on Sif Aleph and Beis, there is a lot of Halacha L'maisa that's learned out of it, there is. But before we get to the Halacha L'maisa, which that we'll discuss next week, but many times people think that Baina is a malacha which has to do with building a house. And no one's building houses during the week, and not on Shabbos, not during the week either. Who's building houses over here? It's not shchiach. That's the thought people come up with. But really, it could be very shchiach. And it could be shchiach every Shabbos. According to many paiskim, tanoim, amroim, rishayim, achroim, this is a bina by kelim. Not just a bina. Bina is not just building a house, but it could be a bina by kelim. If I fix a kli, according to many rishayim, it's a bina. According to other rishayim, it's makab bepatish. So it could be either bina or makab bepatish when I do the final blow to make this into a kli. So fixing a kli could be one of those two melachas. If I want to make a kli, you have two pieces that are supposed to be put together, and now I use it as one, as a kli, to join the two things together. That also is a possibility of bina. The question we'll see later on the simon is, how tight do the two things have to be together in order to be considered bina? Sometimes you can have things that just slip in easily and slip out, slip in and slip back. Sometimes it's tight, I have to pull it apart. Sometimes it's screwed in, I can't even pull it apart. I have to unscrew it in order to take it apart. Or to use it, I need to, right? I have a baby bottle. So you have the top part of the bottle, which is the plastic, and then the nipple. So I stick that in, that's one question over here. Then I screw the cover onto the bottle. My soda bottle, I screw a cover on. I'm now attaching a cover to a bottle. Is that mutter or not? Is that bina by kelim or not? And what, if not, why not? My broom, right, the stick fell out. Can I screw it back in? How about if it didn't fall out, just got loosened, I want to tighten it. Am I allowed to do that on Shabbos or not? Is that bina or not? I'm overwhelming you?
Yeah.
Okay, so don't worry. 90% of it, if not 95%, will be matzah. So just hang it. If you leave today, then you're right. That's what happens when you leave. You don't finish the book. Okay, so say, hang in with us. So these are just the interesting questions that do come up throughout our simon that we're going to have to deal with. There is a big aside from the Taz and the Magen Avraham, which is that which over there they're talking about actually a cover which twisted onto a kiss or some kind of container, and they were both mako because they said the shemush of this is to open it and close it. That's a shemush. It's shemush is to open and close tamid, constantly to be open and closed. Therefore, it's not considered like you made a kli, or it's not considered like the makbet patish. We view it as somebody had a cup, yeah, like a kais with a cover that twisted on. She says, you have the cup, you have the cover. It just happens to be they're next to each other. Because they're made to open and close tamid, which we have to explain what that means, tamid, but therefore it's just it's two separate things next to each other. But it's not like I made one thing out of it, right? But the example that comes up often in houses a lot of times is you have these carriages where the seat could be used as a car seat, as a part of the carriage, so you take it off, you put it on. When I take it off, the frame is useless. I put the seat back on, now it became a useful carriage. So can I do that on Shabbos? I'm making it into something useful. I have a salt shaker. So over there, it's not made to open and close tamid. When I run out of salt, I fill it up. That can happen once a month. Once every 2 months, right? So even if I'm going to be mutter to open and close my soda bottles, because that is made to open and close constantly, what about a salt shaker? So then we have to understand what it means tamid. What does it mean tamid? So these are different questions that we'll have to pay attention to as we go through the simon. And like I mentioned before also, that there's different levels of how tight they should be together. It's something called tekua, where it's mamish, so really pull it apart. Then there's something called rafoi, which is loose, it's easy to pull apart. And then there's something which is not even just sitting within the other thing, but it's not really attached at all, so it's even less. So what happens if can we adults play with the Lego? all these different games, the Kapla and Lego and whatever the other games are called. So, right, are we allowed to play with that or not? That's a question. So these are interesting questions that we will discuss as we go through the simon. Right, the hand of the doll fell out. That still happens. And then with this, we're going to lead into the next discussion, which also comes up in next simon, or this simon a little, but mainly in the next simon, which is opening packages, opening soda bottles, and those types of binyanim, where, again, it's going to be questions of, okay, sometimes we'll get into other questions of Kairea, which is not really our simon, but we'll talk about it a little. And but I was going to talk about Baina, when there could be a situation of Baina. Is there Baina, is there Makba Patish in these cases or not? Let me be clear about that, because the opposite of Baina is Saiser. Makba Patish doesn't have an opposite. Either it's Makba Patish or not Makba Patish. But if you learn like those Paiskin, which we are Chayshish for, of Baina, so you always have to do the other way around also. If it's Baina putting it together, so then it could be Saiser taking it apart. So if we say putting a cap on a soda bottle is Baina, so undoing it is Saiser. So that's what we have to make the cheshbon over here also. And making a nice opening also, it's called Pesach Yaf. It could also be a form of Baina and Kela. So that's going to be a discussion later on in this simon, next simon, that we'll be learning. Yeah, a door. The question is, can you open and close the door on Shabbos, right? You're making a hole in the wall, and then you're closing the hole in the wall. So obviously the hetz is going to be over here, because it's made, that's its shimash. Its shimash is to use for opening and closing, so we don't view it as, that's tamid. Let's say I have a door, emergency door, where you don't use it often at all. Would that be a problem or not? That's another practical question that does come up. So this is the Hakdama to the Simarim that we're about to learn. I'll just start with the first sif, once we have a few minutes left. Over here it talks about there's differences between, like we mentioned, there's a Pekaka Chalain, there's a Nagar, there's some other things which each one. So over here by Pekaka Chalain was saying that you don't need a hacker in the Gufa Pekak. The Pekak is what I'm stuffing up the window with. And the reason is because it's not being placed in the holes, it's being placed from the outside. It's also made for opening and closing. Therefore, it doesn't look like Baina. It doesn't look like Baina. But I do need to have Makshava beforehand, either because of Chashash that maybe does have some aspect of Baina in it. It does look a little like Baina. But it's enough, the Makshava, to take it out of that Chashash of Nirka Baina. Or it might have to do with Muksa. And therefore, for Muksa, I have to be Miyachin it beforehand with my Makshava to make it not Muksa. The Bialacha over here, Bialacha the Ramaschal Beloi, brings the Shem the Magen Rav, that this is talking about Pekak, which is Asui to open Tamid. Now, what's called Asui to open Tamid? So there's a Bialacha later on in Sif Gimel, the Ramaschal Shein, which is Mashma 30 days. Once every 30 days. But if it's not Oymet to open except for random, more random than once every 30 days, so then it will be like Maisiv onto a oil. And in such a case, you need to do something more than just the cover itself. You have to make a simon on it. you have to tie something to it or hang it beforehand, that it's clear that it's being used just for what it's being used for. So the case that we're going to discuss is that if I have a hole in the wall or a window that's open that's not closing, I want to put there a piece of wood or I want to put a piece of plastic on Shabbos that should remain there for long term. Am I allowed to do that or not? Okay, so I'm going to stop here and Mitzvah will continue next week. And you could finish up later if you want.